Let's talk about mental illness. Yay! What a fun topic, right? Okay. So this is like a podcast I've been wanting to do for... It keeps coming up. Like, this topic keeps coming up for me. Not mental illness in general, but like medication management. So I take some medicines for mental health. Okay, what am I on? I am on an antidepressant called Prestique. And then I am on an anti-anxiety medication called Boost Bar. And I do this thing on occasion where I decide, for whatever fucking reason, that I don't need these medications. And I stop taking them. I lose my shit. I go back to being absolutely insane. And then it takes me a minute to kind of get my shit back together, decide to take the medicines again, start taking them regularly, get the medicine like flowing back through my bloodstream enough to make me okay. And then it's like I come back to life and I go, what the fuck have I been doing? I'm like, have I really? It's like this moment of clarity, this realization that like I've been running around like a crazy person for a very long time, barely making it through the days. And then I'm like, fuck that, I'm never gonna do that again. I'm gonna stay on the medicine and I'm never gonna stop taking it again. And then something happens and I come back to that place where I'm like, meh, maybe I'm okay, like, and I don't need to take this anymore. One of the reasons. Okay, so let's dive into this. I'm not the only one, okay? First of all, I'm not the only one. If you don't take mental health medications, thank God, I'm so happy for you. But if you do, you probably understand this. Because I see clients all of the time have the same issue. All of my providers, they tell me this is a common thing that people do. So I'm like, why the hell is this so common? Like, why would people not just take the medicine and take it right and be okay? Well, there's other factors. Okay, so I discovered one of the reasons for me. And it was just that it was so unfamiliar to feel normal. It was so unfamiliar to me to feel good, stable, right, quote unquote normal, because what the fuck does that mean anyway? Who even knows what that is? But my normal, my common way of being was depressed. My common way of being was anxious. I had learned to deal, maybe not well, but I had learned to deal with these mental illnesses. I'd learned to navigate my life around them, and that was what felt familiar. That was what felt normal to me. So after a period of time of feeling okay, and let me say this, normal and familiar is what you associate sometimes with yourself, with who you are, your identity, right? So my identity was depressed. My identity was anxious. And so after experiencing a period of time where I was stable, not anxious, not depressed, happy, calm, I began to feel strange about that. And I began to feel like I missed myself. It was like, man, I felt detached from my identity. So there was an identity crisis going on here where I had to create a new normal for myself. I had to decide and consciously choose at a certain point in my journey that happy was who I was going to be, that calm and peaceful was who I was going to be, and that I didn't want to associate anymore with the symptoms, the negative symptoms of the illnesses that I had. And it took me figuring that out, though, to figure out why I was doing this back and forth thing where I was coming on and off of the medicine and on and off of the medicine and on and off the medicine. And what's funny, and it's kind of like, what is the word? Like, I can't think of the word, but, it's funny that the same exact symptoms that brought me to treatment were the same symptoms that I missed. So the sadness, the despair, the that low place that I would get to that would trigger like creative feelings in me where I would make art or write things, and because that was how I learned to deal with it as well, was through creative ventures and channeling that those feelings into creative projects that I could feel proud of. And and I missed maybe that, I missed the experience of coming out of those states of being. Oh my gosh, please. Okay. Do y'all hear that? Okay. So I missed, the feeling of where I would come out of those states of being and pull myself out. Like, I think I felt powerful or like empowered or something by being able to like pull myself out of there. But creating a new normal was the answer for me. Deciding and choosing and realizing I was doing that, realizing that like I actually missed the negative consequences of my illness, and that what it was not that I wanted to have those negative consequences, but that it felt so familiar and comfortable and normal. And happy didn't feel normal, calm didn't feel normal. And so I missed myself. I missed my identity. I didn't have a new sense of identity yet to replace the old sense of identity. So I felt really like I didn't know who I was as a happy person. I didn't know who I was as a calm person. And that missing myself thing would cause me to run back to a place that I didn't really want to go to just because it felt normal. And so that moment where I consciously chose, I want happiness to be my new normal. I want calm to be my new normal. I want stable to be what's familiar. And I'm going to decide today that is what my identity will be. This is who I am now. I'm a happy person now. I'm a calm person now. And so there's that emotional side to it. There's that belief system changing part of it where you have to realize that you have identified with the symptoms of your mental illness for so long. But if you want the symptoms to go away and the consequences that come from those negative symptoms, man, you have to choose a new way of being. You have to choose a new identity. So if this is something that has been happening to you where you go back and forth on medicine, off medicine, on medicine, off medicine, maybe this is happening to you. Maybe this is something that you can talk to your therapist about. Maybe this is something that can help you to reach a place of stability in your life where you can choose that new identity and you don't have to keep running back to an old way of being just because it feels more normal to you. It doesn't have to be your normal. Like, you get to create a new normal. You get to create a new familiar. You get to get better. You deserve happiness. You deserve peace in your life. And if medication management is one of the things that's been preventing you from achieving that, then dive into those belief systems. Work with a therapist to uncover like what's going on and why this is a pattern for you. Because when I found my pattern, when I saw that pattern happening over and over again, and chose to figure out and put an end to it for good, my life has been so much better ever since. And this is a short one today, but I just wanted to say that. And stick around if you want to hear more about me, who I am, what I do, and more things that I offer. I love you guys so much. Have a great day. So this podcast is sponsored by I Am Raquel Academy. And I Am Raquel Academy is my online coaching school. So you can check it out by going to www.iamraquel.com. I offer a few short courses right now, and I've got plenty amazing things in the works. It's totally worth it, and it's amazing because what happens when you purchase a course from me is that it enables me to be able to continue to produce free, helpful, healing content for people all over the world. And that is so fucking amazing that we can do our part by helping ourselves, and it helps other people. Additionally, you can go follow me on all of the social media at iamraquel.com. If you have feedback about this podcast, thoughts, feelings, concerns, one event, I don't care. I love to hear from you guys. So hit me up at support@iamraquel.com. And none of the things that I say in this podcast are like meant to replace like your personal treatment. I want to say that too, since I'm talking to people that have mental illness today. You know, have to work with your own treatment team and your own providers to make sure that you're doing what's right for you. Also, you can, buy my book. So I wrote a book, and it's called How to Wear a Crown, A Practical Guide to Knowing Your Worth, because a self-worth journey has been the ultimate helpful healing thing in my recovery from addiction and mental illness and trauma and all the things. So at the root of it, there was like this core self-worth thing that has helped me kind of just spark healing in all the other areas of my life. So if that sounds like something that might be right for you, then check it out on Amazon. It's called How to Wear a Crown. There's a picture of me. I got a crown on my head. You'll see it. But you can also access it from going to www.iamraquel.com. So I think that's it for today. I love you guys. Make sure you follow, like, subscribe. There should be all the stuff in the show notes that you would want to know. All right. Love you. Bye.